This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. While most healthcare-associated infections are on the decline, the Centers for Disease Control reports one remains at high levels. It's called Clostridium difficile colitis. What most people refer to as C. difficile or C. diff causes an infectious diarrhea linked to 14,000 American deaths each year. In this edition of Vital Signs, Dr. Pranavi Sriramaju of Parkland Hospital says awareness is key to fighting C. diff.
It's a ubiquitous organism. It's present in soil, water, everywhere. And it's highly likely that we human beings ingest C. difficile spores on a regular basis. Most of us remain unaffected. When they are overexposed to antibiotics and the gut microbial flora is disrupted and their immune system is maybe weak, maybe they're elderly, maybe they have multiple medical problems, and that's when the bacteria starts producing toxins that cause inflammation of the colon and causes C. difficile diarrhea.
This also tends to happen a lot to people in hospitals and maybe long-term care facilities as well?
Yes. Nationally, about 250,000 people per year receive hospitalization because of C. difficile infection. Half of them have onset in the hospitals, and about half of them have onset in the community, skilled nursing facilities, long-term acute care facilities there is a concentration of elderly population who might be receiving antibiotics for other reasons. And then a few proportion of patients have C. difficile infection, and these people have never been exposed to antibiotics.
So what causes the C. diff then in that case?
That's not well understood. There are some parts of the pathways that we need to understand better as scientists.
The results can be quite bad. I mean, it can range from what, mild to serious diarrhea?
And 1 to 2% of these patients with C. difficile infection can develop complications, such as a toxic megacolon or an intestinal perforation.
And is the problem here with antibiotics is that even though they're designed, I guess, maybe to kill maybe the bad organisms, but some of the good organisms get killed alongside of that?
That's right. Antibiotics, when we use them to treat an infection, we are using them to treat that particular infection, and it's necessary. But then this, as a side effect, they also disrupt the normal, healthy intestinal microbial flora, and that causes someone to have establishment of the C. difficile, and C. difficile establishes itself in the gut because other bacteria are disrupted and starts producing toxins. And that causes the C. difficile infection and colitis.
What can be done to prevent development of C. diff cases?
In the community, do not insist on antibiotic treatments. Most viral infections do not need antibiotic treatment, antibacterial treatment. And when a doctor prescribes antibiotics, discuss the need for it. I wouldn't quite say that avoid processed foods altogether, but there is emerging concern that antibiotic use in food industry can be contributing to presence of antibiotic-resistant bacteria in foods. Wash your food. And if someone has diarrhea at home, extra attention to personal hygiene. Wash hands frequently.
Dr. Sriramaju, thank you for being with me.
Sure.